welcome to... That's right. Where are the planets and the stars? Where are we in alignment? Hi, everybody, and welcome to our North State Now edition. This is Linda Bott, yours truly, on this first Thursday of the month. Very excited to be here live. And I am here with a very special guest, Sandra Jennings, who is an astrologer. But first, I need to do a shout-out to some of our sponsors. We are sponsored by Country Kitchen, a restaurant up on, of course, Hilltop Drive, Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Tobacco and Brew. We're going to be talking with Sandra Jennings, who, by the way, or Sandra, who has done readings for me in the past. And I really believe, in magic. I've always said, you know, somebody was asking, what's your statement or what's your comment? And I always say, magic happens between the notes. Magic happens between the spaces, is in the quiet time, and between the action is where magic happens. So I have these beliefs, and I've been feeling lately, I don't know about you, that I have felt for months now that our planet has been like off its axis or strange things. Now, my girlfriend, Robin, who I, you know, performed with for many years and we toured, lives on an island in Greece, which was not far from the recent catastrophe that happened in Turkey with the earthquake. And she could hear this bloating sound, like a groaning. And we've heard these sounds throughout many reports throughout the planet about people hearing this groaning sound that's coming from the earth. And I just had this spontaneous feeling today to call Sandra Jennings. And lo and behold, she just happened to be in her very busy schedule, especially now with everything with election and COVID, that could be here tonight on our program live to talk about what's happening with our planetary alignment. We're going to be talking politics. We're going to be talking life. We're going to be talking the house, the moon, the stars, and all of those things with our astrologer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Linda. I was so pleased when you contacted me to be on the air this evening. What fun. I love to talk to people about astrology. It's my favorite thing. I enjoy it more than anything. It's really a case of having work that you love so much that when you do it, it's fun.
Well, once we get going with you, I've experienced this with you in the past. It's like a tap. Your tap is on and you just start flowing. Let's tell our audience, or if you will, share with our audience a little bit about who Sandra Jennings is, where you came from, and how you got the bug to learn about what you call the fossil science of astrology.
I'll be happy to tell you. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and I went to school and had a fairly ordinary life until I was around 12, and I started reading this book by a man who reawakened in his life to realize he had been a Tibetan monk. And he wrote a book called The Third Eye, and his name was Lobsang Rampa. And in it, he spoke about different monasteries in Tibet some time ago with this life he remembered. And each monastery was devoted to a certain thing. Some were farmers, some was hospitals. One monastery was devoted to astrology. And there was a slight description of what astrology was, which was learning the positions of the planets and how they relate to each other and how that impacts on people, on circumstances on earth. And I heard this description, I read it, and something inside of me went ding, 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 ding. I know what this is. I understand this. I have an innate understanding of this. This makes sense. It's not a foreign language. This is the language that I know. And that's when I started reawakening my curiosity and my knowledge and connecting to memories that I've had, past memories of being an astrologer, past memories of living in Tibet and other places, Egypt, other places in the world. And then even when I was in school, I asked my teachers, I don't really want to write about that particular subject. How about if I write about astrology? So I got to inject astrology into my studies at that point. And because I couldn't stay away from it. It was too wonderful because it helped me to understand why things work, why things happen, why people behave the way they behave, why circumstances occur, that there's actually a reason why everything happens in life, in the past, in the present, and in the future. There's some governing factor. There's some overarching intelligence that's in charge of everything, and that there's a way for us to understand it and to plan for the good times, to plan for if there's going to be a challenge to come. And it brings a tremendous feeling of security. It doesn't tell us everything. You know, life is still exciting. There are still surprises.
Isn't it a fact that when we think back on what's the furthest case that we can go to the cave dwellings where you actually see the stars and the planets and how they would govern their some of their travels?
Well, of course, because in the past, people were much more in tune with nature. And at night, I mean, people were awake at night in the past. They'd go outside and look at the sky and see this wonderful canopy of stars. And certain stars would move and certain stars wouldn't. And the stars that moved seemed like they could talk to them. They could talk to the moon. And the moon was talking back. There was something experiential that was going on between people at that time and the sun, the moon, and the planets, but especially at night. When the chatter of the sun is turned back and turned off, and we get more intuitive, and so people then got messages, instinctive things, some things that came from their psyche, from buried deep inside of themselves, and also they would connect certain movements with things, certain movements that they observed in the stars and the stars that moved, the planets, and what happened on Earth. And they would keep track of that. And that you would mention magic when there would be something like an eclipse or a comet in that past time. It would be magical. People would wonder, what would this mean for us? And if there was a certain kind of activity or an event, a catastrophe or something wonderful that happened at that time, they'd remember and keep track and think, well, if it happens again, the same kind of thing could happen to us. So it became very important. These were portents. They would govern people's lives.
Now we've had 13 moons. We're going to have 13 moons this year. Is that about right?
Well, every couple of years we have a month where there's two full moons.
And we had that in November.
October. In October. Right. It was on the 1st and on the 31st, which was exciting because the moon has a lot to do with the growth of crops as well as people's emotional reactions and our memories. And, the moon has a special relationship with women and with all of kinds of women's behaviors. But it has a lot to do with how things grow on the earth with, the water tables and I've noticed that certain crops have not ripened at the same time in the month of October because of the two full moons.
Hmm.
It was actually two harvest moons, so there was two harvests in October instead of one.
Fascinating. Well, we're going to have to take a break. And when we come back, I do want to ask you that question because you've been, studying the planetary alignments and that kind of thing. I want to ask you, was I far off in that I felt, the way I termed it was, I feel like the earth is off its crux or whatever it is, but I just felt like for the last 3 or 4 months that there was a lot of havoc. There was a lot of, it felt like if Mercury's in retrograde, then all the planets are moving in just weird places because that's what it felt like. Maybe I'm just my imagination, but I'd like to hear from you when we get back. Our astrologer, Sandra Jennings, stay with us when we come back from our messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. You're listening to North State Now. Hey, Jared. Jared's at the helm.
Hello.
All right. Takes out with something fun. Anything.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
And welcome back to our show here live. 6:18 at night here on KCNR 96.5 FM. I posted on Facebook that live we're going to have a very renowned astrologist on our show tonight. So listen in because I didn't want to give anything away. Now this is Linda Bott, by the way. I've had Sandra do some readings for me in the past when it came to my birthday, I think about 3 years ago, and she came to the house, and it was a very intensive, full, like, hour and a half of this, and she came up with all these scientific drawings and paper and, you know, to this degree and that degree. I mean, it was like looking at an astrology chart, and I have no idea what it means, but this is why we have people who have studied it and understand these kinds of things. Well, you know, I wish we could bring the break into the show, because before we took our break, I had asked Sandra about, okay, explain to us, please, our listeners, that I have felt, and I'm sure many people listening have just seen this mayhem, this our planet, not just here, but all over the world. I've got friends living in different parts of the world as well, not just in America, that are just going through strange, strange times. Like, our planet has been weeping, and the people on it have been protesting and raging and just, so what's been going on with these planets?
There has been a major deconstruction of society and a transformation of it into something completely new. And astrologically, how I explain it is that there's a group of three planets that have been traveling together in the last 5 degrees of Capricorn since February of this year. It's Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. Jupiter and Saturn are the largest planets in the solar system, and they rule various aspects of society. Jupiter is the largest planet, so it represents how people expand in society and how they network to improve their lives. And Saturn represents, remember the ring, things around Saturn represents restrictions, or how we crystallize things to make them stable, to support us in and make life stable in life. And then they've been traveling with Pluto. Pluto's the god of death, death and regeneration and transformation. So it's what that tells me as an astrologer, and what we've been observing all year long, is that society has been deconstructing, and parts of it have been dying and dying back and will no longer be the same again. And something completely new is being constructed out of society. It's being reborn into a new version of itself. So when people talk about the new normal, it's not going to be like any normal we've ever experienced before. The old ways are over. And it's going to change who is going to be in charge of society, because the sign Capricorn, where these three planets, they've been, when they went forward and we were observing them in the sky to go forward on their orbits, and then they all moved backwards in their orbits from our viewpoint in on the Earth. That's called going retrograde. And then during the rest of the year up until now, they moved forward again, and they've been traveling together, and Pluto has been working on society and transforming things. Pluto, as the god of death, is also the god of pandemics. So the pandemic has been the major factor that has been working on and changing everybody's life and everyone's lifestyle, killing entire professions. People have to find something completely new to do. And the sign of Capricorn, it has to do with the power elite, that pyramid of power, and who is at the top controlling everything. And the foundations of that are crumbling now. And the people that are at the top, they want to stay there. They don't want to let go. They're holding on for dear life.
Now, you head up a founder of Chiron Society, and where you Zoom now, because we have to have social distancing, you do before the full moon. So you've done it twice, before the full moon.
And before the new moon. I do it twice a month.
Okay.
And I do a chart for that moment. For example, the new moon coming up on November 14th will be a Scorpio new moon. The sun and the moon will be in the same sign and the same degree and the same minute. And that's the beginning of a lunar month, and it's very significant to everyone on Earth. And so I do an analysis of that chart at the Chiron Society meeting, and everyone who joins the Zoom meeting, I do their birth chart, and then I do a comparison of the new moon chart to their personal chart and do a mini reading for them. And I've been doing that for about 8 years here in Reading, Prior to the meeting, I'll text or email the charts to everyone so they can follow along. And so it's a process of learning how to read the chart, learning the significance of the planets and the aspects, the relationships mm-hmm. that they make to each other, and how to feel connected to the universe, to our solar system, to all of nature, because there is a oneness to everything. And it's important to feel connected. You don't like to feel that you don't belong. And astrology helps you to know yourself and understand your relationship to other people, your relationship to different organizations or governments, your relationship to nature, and so that you feel that you belong. You're a part of things. You're included, and you realize you're never alone. And it's very, it helps you to feel less solitary.
Okay. And so, if one wants to follow along and be informed about, you know, planetary alignments or retrograde, or that makes sense to me because I know when Mercury's in retrograde, it's something we always talked about in show business. We always said, oh, Mercury must be in retrograde, which means, don't ever sign a contract. When you make a plan, expect it to maybe not come to fruition.
Especially if it involves technology.
Yes.
Or messaging or communication between yourself and someone else.
Yes. This is Mercury in retrograde. And it usually doesn't last a long period of
about
time.
3 weeks.
Right.
3 times a year.
Yes. So we always could feel it. And it was like, you know, maybe that's why you have whatever it is, break a leg, which is a show, the old vaudeville kind of saying. But there's a lot of, there's a superstition, but I don't want to say that astrology is a superstition because it's been for 20,000 years.
People have been watching the heavens forever, as long as there have been people.
Yes.
And gradually now, since like you said, the caveman era, we've noticed certain patterns that the sun, the moon, and the planets make, and we make correlations, and we realize, when there's a full moon in October, that's going to be the harvest moon. That's when you're going to cut the crops. When it's a new moon in March, there could be military offensives. So there's something that there's certain circumstances or events that correspond with certain times. And now that we have computerization, we can go backward and forward in time a lot easier. Plus, we can look backward and forward in time at star maps where the sun, the moon, the planets, and all the stars are as we visualize them, as we look at them from Earth. And then we can attach history to those moments. So our ability to understand astrology has widened so much as with the telescope, being able to observe the planets, and also with computerization. And I'd like to say the planet that rules technology and electromagnetics and electricity is Uranus, and that planet also rules astrology. So they're tied together.
Okay, and we're going to talk, we talked about this before you came on tonight. You had said, you know, what kind of topics, and you said that you had done Trump's chart and Biden's chart. I know that when you came on our program before the last election or during, right after, somewhere before, you had talked about one of the things that you said that it stuck with me because there's so much information, was that Donald Trump was going to do something that was on a world stage and everyone was going to be watching. Well, I think that's an interpretation. So for me personally, I think that was what he did with Israel.
Well, whenever you look at how the world sees you and your own personal astrological chart, your natal chart, you look at something called the ascendant, and that is the constellation that's on the eastern horizon at the moment that you were born, and you have a special relationship to it. And whatever that constellation represents, that marks you in a way. It marks you how other people perceive you, how they see you, how they feel they get to know you. It may be different from your sun sign, may be different from your moon sign. So how you know yourself may be different from how others perceive you. But Donald Trump, his rising sign is Leo, the showman, the king, Leo the lion, liking to be the center of attention. So, of course, when he does things in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting about his chart is that the degree that's on the ascendant is 29 degrees of Leo. And there's a star in the heavens called Regulus that is 29 degrees of Leo. It's one of the royal stars of Persia, and it relates to kingship. So it gives him this belief about himself, and other people see him as the boss.
All right, so we're going to take a break because we do have to take this for our sponsors. And I'm tickled. I'm not laughing at you. I think that sometimes people look at astrology as being like, you know, hocus pocus, but you know, it's scientific in many, many ways. So we're going to talk more about that when we get back here. My special guest tonight is Sandra Jennings. We're going to talk more about like, ooh, what are you seeing the planets for? What's happening? What we're going through right now with maybe some of the counting and the recounting. Not that we expect you to have an outcome, but we want to talk a little bit about that and more about your group, the Chiron Society, and just more about maybe you want to call in and maybe there'll be some kind of like maybe on the spot reading for somebody. I don't know.
It happens sometimes.
It happens.
Sometimes
I don't know.
You have to be spontaneous.
Yes, I don't know. I didn't plan on that. But, you know, hey, you're here. We're here.
Why
we're
not?
Live. We'll be right back after these messages.
On a prayer and not far away, we were born together. In the beginning, there were just you and me. Well, we was washed up.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Scorpio, Gemini, Virgo. Oh, welcome back. This is a really great time for me. And thank you so much, Sondra Jennings, for being with us tonight here on our KCNR North State Now show.
Wonderful. It's astrology night here.
It's astrology night.
It's a thrill to talk to you all about it.
Well, we've just discussed, if you're just tuning in and thinking, what? Okay. We discussed that there have been three planets, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. All moving in retrograde, moving forward, moving back. And we were discussing the mayhem of what's been happening with the virus, what's been happening with the election process. And you were saying at the break, which I love, I wish we got to just have this live the whole time, was that's what's happening with one of those planets involves Mars.
Mars, the god of war. You know, these old mythological names and connotations bring a lot of meaning to what how the planets actually affect us in our lives every day. And Mars has been traveling in like a 90-degree angle to those three planets, fighting them, bumping up against them, like bumping up against a brick wall, and causing problems and causing people to feel that they have been oppressed or forgotten or ignored or not represented, and they want to demonstrate, and they want to fight about it, and they want to get angry, and they want to have riots. And so Mars has really been kind of the bad guy here, and had the so that the reactions of people, not only in our country but all over the world, have been the reaction has been to be very aggressive and unsatisfied. They don't like the change. They don't like where it's going. They don't like the way that the way they've been treated, and they want change now. And their change will come eventually. Later this year, in the end of November and December, Jupiter and Saturn are going to move away from Pluto, and they're going to move away from that square to Mars, and they're going to move out of Capricorn into Aquarius. So the Aquarius is about the power generating outward from the king or the president out to the people. And that everyone has more control. There isn't one person at the top that's making all the decisions, being autocratic. You will do this. And it's about sharing. And to some extent, there is an element of utopian life and perhaps a socialist outlook when the society planets move into Aquarius. But society itself doesn't all change and go through that transformation until 2023, because that's when Pluto also will move into Aquarius. And Pluto is the planet that, as I said earlier, brings about death and regeneration. A death and something new, like a phoenix being born from the ashes. So all of the countries of the Earth are going through a major change. And remember, Aquarius also, and the planet that rules it, Uranus, rules technology. And one of the things that's really marked the change in society while people are sequestering with COVID-19 is they want to keep in touch. They want to keep working. So they're working with technology, with computers, with telephones, working with Zoom, like I work with my Chiron Society. To Wednesday nights every month, because we want to keep in touch with people and we want to feel like we're connected. And that's going to be one of the factors that really changes society, because we can connect to anyone all over the earth now, and we'll continue to do this because we've been forced to do it now. And so we've found, wait a minute, this isn't as hard as I thought. Mm-hmm. And it gets results. It's a lot faster to get my business done. It's a lot easier to buy something and have deliveries right to my home. And so it will change the face of society.
So when you see that, I was telling you that I've tried to stay away from the news, even though that we talk about it on the morning show. I don't know, because when you listen to the news, what they're feeding you, you think is you're supposed to believe that's what's happening. Because that's supposed to be the news. That's supposed to be information outlet. And where I go to five or six different sources when I listen. But right now, the current temperature is that the mail-in ballots still are not counted on some of the states.
Well, I knew early in the game that this was going to be difficult to tabulate the votes, because the 3 weeks prior to the election, Mercury was retrograde. And we know now, since so many of us work with cell phones and computers, that when Mercury is retrograde three times a year, things go haywire. And that includes the post office and mail-in ballots. And it includes any kind of voting machines, tabulations, computations, and messages going back and forth. And even talking to people back and forth during Mercury retrograde. You can look at somebody right in the eye. They're nodding their head. Yeah, they understand everything you say. And you ask them later, and they don't remember.
Completely hear it differently.
Something completely different, yeah. And then so the day of the election on November 3rd, Mercury stopped in the sky. And we're stationary. And so it's like, oh, my God, what now? Now, for a big change. And it's like everybody's stuck still. It's like something's happened. What is it? This is going to be weird. And it has been weird. It's been very difficult mm-hmm. to be able to find out what the end game is here with the election.
Yeah.
Things are just too confused prior. and now.
Okay, so you're saying even now, with all of your chart expertise and looking at everything, it's just, it's still a massive confusion.
Yeah.
And you you can maybe predict or look at the planetary alignment or where you think it's going to be 6 months out, but right now we're still in this gas, this ball. All I can think is gas.
That's a good example, because it's you don't know where you stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rug's been pulled out from underneath you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to know for a while.
Yeah, I don't think
and there's going to be adjudication.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'm Gemini, born on May 21st.
I'm the opposite sign, Sagittarius, born on December 6th.
Okay.
But I have the moon in Gemini.
Okay.
So I love that
You
sign.
Told me before, I can't remember, but I was born at 2:25 on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember, but you've got a son and you did the whole
thing. If only you brought your chart.
I know, and I just, because it was so spontaneous, I think it's been a while, so I've got to bring you in and have, you know what you think about? Okay, here's an idea, people, for Christmas. Have somebody have an astrology chart that you can give somebody as a Christmas present. Have their chart done.
And an interpretation.
An interpretation.
They know what it means.
Yeah, and maybe you can make plans that way. Like, this is not a good year to buy a house. This is a great year to buy a house. You're talking about doing this blah, 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 or whatever. This is year to get your studies in, because the last time you told me I was in a 9 year, I think you told me, and it was going to be a tough year, and that was my year to get everything tucked in and
organized and ready to move.
Organized and ready to move.
At a later date.
Yeah.
And we also talked about the planet Uranus being in Taurus. And I told you Taurus is an earth sign, and Uranus represents explosions or eruptions or earthquakes. And that type of activity could be prominent throughout the seven, 8 years that Uranus is in Taurus. And it's been in Taurus since 2018, or some May in 2018, and then it's going to last in Taurus till April of 2026. And Taurus also represents the economy. And whatever sign Uranus is in, whatever that sign rules, in this case, money, bullion, the bull, Taurus,
mm-hmm.
will be growing. Our economy will grow and grow and grow for the first 4 years, and then it will start to peter off and come back to the same place it was when Uranus started off in May of 2018, moving into Taurus. So if people are afraid of the bottom falling out, I don't think it's going to happen until it starts kind of petering off at the midpoint of the time that Uranus is in Taurus. And then by 2026, then the economy is going to be about in the same place it was in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these massive growth
spurts. Right. Gold's at an all-time high.
Yes.
All-time high.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's the case with everything. When Uranus was in Scorpio, it was gun sales. Okay. So, yeah. So it's interesting. Every planet rules certain things in life. So that's how I can look at a chart, let's say a birth chart, and look at certain planets, look at Venus. Venus will explain about how people make relationships to other people and how they navigate in society and how they do business. We know, we talked about Mercury, that's communication,
mm-hmm.
rational mind, thinking,
mm-hmm.
learning to talk. Mars, the god of war, aggression. We talked about the society planets, Jupiter and Saturn, Uranus being the planet that rules technology and astrology. Neptune is the planet that rules spirituality. And Pluto, death and transformation. So those are certain themes that are common to everyone on Earth, but they have a certain combination that's intimate to them alone that's represented in their birth chart, because that moment you were born, that's your moment on Earth. No one else is born at that moment, at that place, but you. You own that moment. And so where the planets, the sun and the moon are located, has a direct impact on your DNA, on who you are, who you're going to become.
Well, and so anyway, fascinating. I'm here with Sandra Jennings, and, of course, she is our astrologer. lives right here in Redding, and we're going to give out some information. Or how about your website?
Sandra Jennings Astrology. .com, and then you can reach me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com, and that's the easiest website to catch me at.
All right.
Email address to catch me at.
So just absolutely fascinating. We've got to take a break, and this last 15 minutes are whatever you want to say without me asking questions. What would you do? Do you want me to just let you roll with it and what you see or what you feel?
Well, you asked me when I first started doing astrology. I told you that that's when the lights turned on, you know, when I was 12. And I go, oh, my God, this is my thing. But as a youngster, I started in college, and I thought, oh, no, this is not me. I don't want to do this. So I moved to the Caribbean. And I wasn't quite a beachcomber. I had property. I walked into this huge property, and people brought me horses, and I lived right over the beach, and I had my deck of tarot cards with me. So how I started reading people was when the cruise ship came in St. Thomas. I went into town with my deck of tarot cards, and I read cards for all the people as they came in with the cruise ship. I was an island celebrity, personality. And then an aunt once removed sent, I guess she got computerized, because she sent me a crate of all of her astrology books. So I had all this wealth, and I could sit and use all the different books and charts so that I could start constructing charts in my little island house on the north side of St. Thomas.
Mm.
So that was when I really got into it.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more. You've got a chart in front of you. I'd like to know what that says. We'll be right back here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. Jared's at the helm. I want to thank our sponsors once again, which is Country Kitchen Restaurant. Of course, wonderful Lynn Moss, the owner of Country Kitchen. Great stuff. Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Tobacco and Brew. We'll be back talking more about fossil science.
Gemini, social butterfly.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity and respect for every patient and their family.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals is taking part in Operation Holiday Salute by thanking our local veterans for their service. Snow's is your complete celebration headquarters, proudly serving Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They provide decorations and rentals for your special event, including weddings, corporate and business events, memorials, and gatherings. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call today, 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Readings in astrology.
Oh, cute!
Never meant that much to me.
Welcome. Who's this group?
The woman I thought was
this is Curtis Mayfield.
All right. I approve. I approve, absolutely. Welcome back. This is our live edition here on KCNR of North State Now. Linda Bott here with Sandra Jennings, who's an astrologer. We've been talking about everything planetary. If you've been wondering why has this been so weird, it's because we've had three planets in retrograde, moving forward, moving back, moving forward again, and thus also with the chaotic part of what's going on with
Mars,
the mail-in ballots, the kind of craziness. We've covered COVID across the planet. It's not just us. It's, you know, the planet.
It's planetary. And it's not our fault 100%.
Yeah. I asked you at the break about the Chiron Society and that you do two Wednesday night meetings. I thought, well, how fun if somebody couldn't have a party because of social distancing, and they were able to maybe for Christmas or get together with a group of friends, and then everybody did their birth, contacted you, and it would be like, of course, for your fee to have three or four different birth charts, and then you were able to have this big Zoom on the TV where you could then, how entertaining would that be?
It's so much fun. And as I mentioned to you earlier, I also answer questions for people. It's a field of astrology that most people don't know about anymore, but it was something that was done, how astrologers worked before people always knew when they were born. Because in the past, centuries past, you know, they didn't know what day they were born, what time they were born. You know, I was born when the cherry blossoms were in bloom, my mother told me. So it's called horary astrology. It's the art of answering questions. So if there's an issue that someone really needs an answer to and there's no other way to find out what that answer is, where should my son go to college? Should my son stay here or go to Paris for college? You ask me the question. I draw a chart for the moment you ask the question and interpret the chart, and the chart will answer the question. So that's what I do when I'm in groups.
Right.
And when I have the Chiron Society on the Wednesday before the new moon and the Wednesday before the full moon, I will look at that lunation, that position of the moon, and try to understand what it means in terms of the relationships it makes to the rest of the planets. And then I'll get everyone's birth chart that comes to the Chiron Society, and I'll give them an individual reading as to how that lunation is going to affect them. So I can do that when I meet people, as well as tell them about their birth chart, about their moment, why they picked that moment to be born when they were in between incarnations, or what's going to happen to me this year, or how have I changed since I was born? Who am I now in comparison to the person I was as a child? You know, there's lots of things that an astrologer can do, and it brings so much wisdom and knowledge to, and just answering of questions you can't get an answer to any other way.
And Nancy Reagan used to do that, right?
Oh, she sure did. Yes. She did that for her husband. She had more than one astrologer that she consulted. And many people that are in power, and people that are paragons of power in the banking industry not only just in government, in business, banking, et cetera, in the military even, they get their astrological chart done. They'll get a chart done, as I mentioned earlier, for a particular military maneuver or an invasion, but they don't talk about it because it's so exact. And you get so much true information from it, so much good guidance, even for what things are going to happen in the future, that they're keeping that wisdom, that guidance, that knowledge to themselves. They don't want to spread it around. That, you know, that's why it's poo-pooed or has been poo-pooed by a lot of people. They laugh at it. Astrology, oh ho ho ho. But if you've studied it, you can't deny that it works. People that have tried to deny that astrology is actually a science, they have end up becoming believers.
So you have a chart in front of you now, and so is that for any particular reason?
This is for the new moon that's coming on November the 14th.
Okay.
The moon will be in Scorpio, and it's a new moon, so the sun and the moon both are going to be at 23 degrees of Scorpio. And then I look, okay, what does that mean? Scorpio is, think of the scorpion. It's this little creature who is very powerful with poison, but very tiny and has to stay hidden. So it's telling us that we have to, that we should be more quiet and more hidden in our life, not be out splashing around, not trying to be the center of attention. And it's a water sign. So it'll be a very emotional month. And it'll be extremely intense. You'll feel emotions in a very intense way. That's one of the key words for the sign Scorpio. And then I look to see, does the sun and the moon make any relationships to any other planets? And it's important. This one chart, this is like the birth chart for the month. So this will tell us what's going on the rest of the month. And the moon and the sun make very favorable relationships to those planets we were talking about, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. It means it's a sextile, a 60-degree angle. There will be new ideas that will be born with this Scorpio new moon. A new moon is the beginning. It's the dark of the moon. You go outside, you don't see the moon in the new moon. But it's like something is born then. And so there will be new ideas that are born for how we work with society that starts with the Scorpio new moon on November the 14th and will come to a head 2 weeks later at the full moon.
Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not a time to be really active out in relationships to other people personally, but with society, it's a time to plan your place, the way you're going to do things in the future and get good ideas and get ready for this future time in 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay. So you live here in Reading.
Actually, Shasta Lake.
Shasta Lake. Okay. And you're available for people to do their charts. I encourage that again. Give us your website one more time.
SandraJenningsAstrology.com and then SandraJennings85@gmail.com. And you can call me on the phone and make appointments also. Telephone number is 530-410-3702. Or contact the station. You have my card. Well, you can't write it down enough.
Absolutely. I have you in my phone. Yeah, I've got you in my phone. So, anyway, gosh, great to have you come on tonight. And the best of everything to you. Thank you so much. I think we should start doing this regularly once a month.
I would love to do that. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay.
I'm in.
And, you know, people can woo-woo it all they want and say, hey, remember last month you said blah, 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 and you know, you're not making the predictions. You're just saying from your knowledge of the way the planets are aligned, this is what this means.
This is the theme that you can expect to happen.
Yes. A theme.
In your life.
Well, thank you. We're going to run now.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Jared.
Linda.
It's so great to see you again. Happy health and wellness to you this year.
And to you, dear friend.
And forever.
Yes.
All right. We got to go. I think there's a phone call, wouldn't you know, coming in now. Right when we're ready. We've got one more minute. Okay. Are they going on? Okay. Hey, welcome to the show. Who's on the air?
I just hung up on Carl.
This is Carl.
Hi.
I just want
I just wanted to announce that tomorrow morning Congressman LaMalfa is going to be on our show at 8 o'clock. And I can't wait to hear what the congressman is saying about what's happening
okay.
with the election.
All righty.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. One little plug. Got a plug in there.
At the last minute.
Well, you know, I'm married to a Leo. What do you want? We got to go.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.